Hey, you guys. I got some bad news.
What? Oh, that's no way to sell newspapers. Why don't you try Extra, Extra? Read all about it.
Oh, Monica's restaurant got a horrible review in the Post.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't want her to see it, so I ran around the neighborhood and bought all the copies I could find.
Man, this is bad. And I've had my share of bad reviews. I still remember my first good one, though. Everything else in this production of Our Town was simply terrible. Joey Tribbiani was abysmal.
Hey. Oh, my God. Look at all the newspapers. It must be a good review. Is it great? Oh, dear God.
But the good news is no one in a two-block radius will ever know.
What about the rest of Manhattan?
Yeah, they all know.
Oh, my God, this is horrible.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so humiliated.
Yeah, but you know what they say, Mon? There is no such thing as bad press.
You don't think that the chef's mahi-mahi was awful, awful? Is bad press?
I didn't write it.
Is he right? Am I awful?
No. Hey, Monica, you listen to me, okay? And I'm not just saying this because I'm your friend. I'm saying it because it's the truth. Your food is abysmal.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. The job's a joke.
I had a lot of water before I went to bed. Can we do this after?
No, Ross. Please, come on. We do not have any of the big stuff that we need. We do not have a changing table. We do not have a crib. We do not have a diaper service.
It's funny you should mention diapers.
I'm serious.
Okay, look, there's nothing to worry about. We have plenty of time. There's a great baby furniture store on West 10th. Tomorrow we will go there and we'll get you everything we need, okay?
Okay, thank you. That's great. Thank you. Wait, we're in West 10th because there's a really cute shoe store that has like...
Okay. If you're going to do this, then I'm going to go do that. So.
Oh, wait, Ross, I'm sorry. One more thing.
Yeah.
Our situation, you know, what we mean to each other. And, I mean, we're having this baby together, you know, and we live together. Isn't that weird?
Well,
I'm just kidding, you can go pee. Oh.
Hey, Monica, I can't remember. Did we say we were going to meet here or at the movie?
We said at the movies, but...
Okay, I'll see you there.
Joey. Now that you're here.
Sure. I can hang out till I have to meet you.
How come you're not going?
I can't. I've got a job interview I gotta get ready for.
I thought you already have a job.
And people say you don't pay attention. No, this is a much better job. It's vice president of a company that does data reconfiguration and statistical factoring for other companies.
Wow, how do you know how to do that?
That's what I do now.
Joey, come taste this.
What is it?
Remember that guy that gave me a bad review? What? Well, I'm getting my revenge.
You cooked him?
No. He teaches a course on food criticism at the new school. So before we go to the movies, I want to go by there and make him try my bouillabaisse again. Oh, cannot wait to read the front page of the Post tomorrow. Restaurant reviewer admits I was wrong about Monica.
The front page? Mm-hmm. You really do live in your own little world, don't you?
Do you want these things delivered, Mr. and Mrs. Geller?
Oh. No. We are not married.
We are having a baby together, but we're not involved. I mean, we were seeing each other a while ago, but then we were just friends, and then there was one drunken night. Or, yes, stranger, we'd like this delivered, please.
Why don't you fill out this address card?
Oh, okay.
I noticed you've picked out a lot of our dinosaur items.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's one of the reasons why we are not a couple.
I chose those. I'm a paleontologist.
Really? That is so cool.
Oh, yeah, don't get too worked up over it. I mean, it sounds like he's a doctor, but he's not.
Oh, no, I'm fascinated by paleontology. Have you read the new Walter Alvarez book?
Yeah, I teach it in my class.
Oh, my God. Standing at a cash register, I'm holding a credit card, and I'm bored.
Oh, I love your neighborhood. There's a great gym right around the corner from your building.
That's my gym.
I could tell you work out. Paleontologist who works out. You're like Indiana Jones.
I am like Indiana Jones.
Hey.
Oh, how did baby shopping go?
Oh, it was great. We got everything that we needed. Oh, and Ross almost got something that wasn't on the list. A whore.
What?
Well, we were paying for our stuff, and this saleswoman just started flirting with him. Can you believe that?
Well, did she know you two weren't married?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, the idea of a woman flirting with a single man, we must alert the church elders.
You don't understand. You didn't see how brazen she was.
Sounds like you're a little jealous.
No, I'm not. I just think it's wrong. Here I am about to pop, and he's out picking up some shop girl at Sluts R Us.
Is that a real place? Are they hiring?
Hey, Phoebe.
Fatty.
What? Hey, Chandler, why so fancy?
Well, I got a job interview. It's kind of a big deal, too. It's a lot more money, and I'd be doing data reconfiguration and statistical factoring.
Wait, I think I know someone who does that.
Me. I do that. So, seriously, do I look okay? I'm a little nervous.
Oh, yeah, you look great.
Yeah.
You know, just don't get your hopes up.
Why not?
Well, the interview.
What about it?
No, you don't make a very good first impression.
What?
Oh, you don't know.
Are you serious?
Yes, I mean, when I first met you, you were like, blah, 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 blah. I was like...
Shh! What is it that I do?
Well, it's just like you're trying too hard, always making jokes, you know? You come off a little needy.
Did you like me when we first met?
Chandler, I'm not going to lie to you, but I am going to run away from you.
Hi, I'm Monica Geller. I'm the chef at Alessandro's.
Still?
I think the things that you said about me were really unfair, and I would like you to give my bouillabaisse another chance.
I don't see any reason why I would do that to myself again.
Either eat it or be in it.
Spoon. So what do you think?
I'm torn between my integrity and my desire to avoid a beating. But I must be honest, your soup is abysmal.
That a girl?
We should get out of here. There's a new class coming in.
Welcome to Introduction to Cooking. Now, before we start, can anyone tell me the difference between a hollandaise and a béarnaise sauce?
I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, they both have a egg yolk and butter base, but a béarnaise has shallots, chervil, and most importantly, tarragon.
That's very good. What's your name?
Monica.
Monica, you go to the head of the class.
Okay.
Stuff takes up a lot of room.
Hey, how serious are you about keeping Ben in your life?
My son? Pretty serious.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Katie. What are you doing here?
Well, the delivery went out to you, and I realized they forgot this.
Oh, must have been fairly obvious since it was the only thing left in your store.
Listen, to be honest, home deliveries aren't really part of my job description.
Oh.
I actually came here to ask you out.